Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I would like to share with you what to do when you observe the wicked prosper. From the last episode where I shared with you what to do when life pressures you, I explained to you that there are times that you find people who start, they'll start changing values, they start telling simple lies to make progress, and at such points, many times you refuse to tell the lie, you refuse to, for instance, sleep with your girl's wife and you go to prison, for instance, you refuse to see the man at the hotel and you get sacked. And you experience things like that, and the girls who go to see them and the hotel pass the exam, they get promotion, and people who cheat seem to be sending their children to the best schools, and the politicians who are thieves seem to be have more money than an average Nigerian. At such point, when we observe the prosperity of the wicked, we start wondering, am I really on the right path by standing for God and saying I'm going to stand for righteousness? If you have seen such things and you're now beginning to doubt your resolve for the right living, and you're now beginning to wonder, am I actually doing the right thing by standing for what is right, doing what is good, and obeying God? If you have such questions in your heart, I'd like to talk to you today. What I want to share with you is what to do when such questions crop up in your heart, so that you do not make mistakes and therefore sabotage your life and the life of your children. I want to remind you one fundamental lesson of life, and that is the fact that whatever a man sows, that is what he shall reap. What it means is that whatever thing a wicked man sows, that is what he shall reap. You will not ask me, how can you say that when the wicked people are reaping good things? Nobody said they are reaping any good things. What they are reaping is what appears to be the good things. I mean, if they don't get anything out of their wicked ways, what is attractive about wickedness? If they don't get anything by cheating people, what is attractive about cheating? If they don't get anything by sleeping with men up and down, what will be the attractive thing about it? The truth of life is that there is something they get, no doubt about it. Every single bad thing people do, every single evil thing people do, they get something from it. I mean, you and I can see that. Except that I want to ask you a very simple thing. Do you really consider somebody who, after sleeping with a woman, collects HIV/AIDS as someone who has gained anything? No. Now, HIV/AIDS is very simplistic because you now say, no, I don't sleep with men. No, all I do is just to add 2 zeros. You know what I mean? You just add 2 zeros and figures will change and some money will enter your pocket. And they say, after it's just 2 zeros are added. So what will happen? What did I do wrong, or will I catch HIV/AIDS? If EFCC didn't catch me, I'm free. Now, that is not true. The point is that you have actually added 2 zeros, pocketed your own part of the money, and life has moved on in your eyes. But that is not true. The truth of life is that there are some people who call karma. I don't really believe in karma, but what I understand it to mean is essentially the same thing as what the Bible calls just recompense of reward. I'm a Christian, and that's why I make reference to the Bible. Let me just explain from my own angle, and it's a normal, natural law of life. Whatever thing you do in life, you get results for it. Therefore, when you cheat your boss, you are going to get a result for it. You are going to get punished by God for it. And the punishment may not come direct in that you get cheated as well, or the money will not be useful to you. In fact, you may build a house in the village with the money. That's a matter of fact. You may decide you are going to be a prostitute and you feel like, those who are not prostitutes are not sharp gears. And with the money, you are now sending money home and all that. You seem to be making progress, but that is not progress. The truth of life is this. Every single thing you do to distort the order of God will backfire. Therefore, do not get overwhelmed. Do not get moved by those who seem to be prospering in their evil ways, in the ways that are ungodly, while you are standing for what is right. The truth of life is that eventually they will reap the fruit of their actions in due season. Every single seed you plant in life takes time to germinate. It takes time to manifest. That's why a lot of people, they give up on their good work when the good work has not begun to bear fruit. That is why Apostle Paul said, if you are the person doing good, you are dashing people money for love for them, if you are the person standing for what is right, do not faint in doing good. Because there is a tendency to faint in doing good when you begin to wait for the result of your good work and it's not coming forth. When you begin to wait for the result of your fear of God and it's not coming forth. Your father sent you to go and check your father, your siblings, what they are doing in the bush. You came and gave them reports, which is truth. They tried to buy you ice cream, you refused to lie. You came and told them they were playing in the bush. They hated you for it. They sold you and you went to a strange land. And your manam now says, sleep with me. You say, I'm not sleeping with you. The woman sent you to prison. At such point, if you are standing for righteousness, I wonder, like, is this righteousness actually fruitful? Does it really pay? And you begin to ask yourself, who righteousness help? You understand what I'm saying? The problem at such point is that you are looking at the immediate result of your action. You are not looking at the fact that what you do today is a seed planted in the soil of time that will most certainly germinate. Mark the word, most certainly germinate and begin to bear fruit. Just as you do not see the immediate result or pay reward for your good works, many times when people do wickedness, they don't get the immediate result. And you and I, watching from the outside, will begin to think that maybe these guys are actually prospering more than us. It's not true. In fact, let me give you a gist. If you look very closely at most of the people who are very wicked, bad, and perverse, what happens is that when you look at their personal life, God demonstrates His judgment in their life. It's just that they may still maintain the fame and on outward surface, but you don't know the sickness that is inside their body. You don't know how the wickedness they have done to other people have manifested in stupidity in their children. You know the point I'm making? When you see wicked people and they appear to be making prosperous, don't envy them. There's nothing good about their prosperity. It's only a prosperity that will last for a while before God passes judgment upon them. And I dare say this, if you decide to resist the pressure to change your godly values, it may appear as if you are not a sharp guy, you are not serious, or you don't have any drive for life. I can tell you categorically, when God comes down to you with your blessing, you will most certainly smile. And I can tell you, those who look at you thinking you're a fool, they will come to you and say, man, now you wise pastor. And what I'm saying is not a joke, is a matter of fact. Within my short life, I've not lived very long. I've seen people do things and I say, I'm not going to do this. I don't have any explanation for why I'm not going to join them, except that I read in my Bible that this is wrong and I saw how to please God. Over time, they come back to you. They may not come to say it clearly because of shame, but of course, they begin to suggest to you that, man, you have taken the right decision and you are the one taking the right step. And that, when I see small things like that, it encourages me to stand firm for God and not get envious of the one who is prospering by sleeping with lecturers to get results. It makes me not to be envious by the one who is sleeping with the madam or the ogre to make progress in his career. It makes me relax when my age mates, classmates, do Yahoo business, and get money. And I'm just getting small money. I relax knowing that in due season, God will pour out His abundance to me. I'm not praying for judgment for them. As a matter of fact, if you have been doing wickedly, you have a hope. And the hope is this: if you can confess your sin and submit your life to Jesus Christ, God will forgive you and the effect of your sins will be cleansed. That is the essence of the death of Jesus Christ. What's the point I've made today? If we are trained by parents with good morals, we've been trained to live right and do what is right. However, there are times that living right appears to be foolish. It appears as if it's not getting results. When you come to that point, the temptation is to change. When we see wicked people progressing, the temptation is to feel like, oh, they are the real ones. They are doing the right thing. However, we must fight that temptation by understanding that the consequences of their wickedness is yet to manifest and the reward for our right living is yet to manifest. And when it manifests, we'll find out that indeed we have taken the right step by standing for God and doing what is righteous.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.